Okay, let's just get right into it today. I want to start this deep dive by putting a very specific word on the table. And it's a word we usually reserve for, I don't know, wildly overconfident startup founders or maybe extreme sports athletes.
Oh boy.
Yeah. The word is audacity. And I don't mean the cool, brave kind of audacity. I mean the kind of audacity that makes you stop dead in a bookstore, pick up a paperback, look at the author's name on the cover, and just whisper to yourself, "Excuse me, who do you think you are?"
You're definitely coming in hot today, but I assume you're referring to the pseudonym on the cover of the novel we're analyzing.
I am absolutely coming in hot because we need to have a serious conversation about this before we do anything else. So for you listening, the novel we are looking at is called Orange, The Color of Sunset. Fine, it's a romance. It's set in the Philippines. Sounds interesting enough, but the author has chosen the pseudonym Teresa Jane Eyre, and that's spelled E-I-R.
It's certainly a choice that demands attention.
Demands attention. I mean, it demands an intervention. It feels so scathingly insolent to me. Let's just be real for a second here. You have a relatively unknown author. They literally used to go by Author Anonymous, working with a small team, releasing what looks like a fairly standard, you know, nothing novel. And this person has the absolute gall, the sheer presumption to adopt the name of Charlotte Bronte's literary titan, Jane Eyre.
It is an incredibly heavy mantle to try and pick up.
Feels like the absolute height of arrogance. It's like me starting a garage band in my basement, learning exactly three chords and deciding to call myself the Beatles too, or Prince Jr. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't invite that level of comparison unless you are ready to be absolutely destroyed by the critics. I mean, who is this author to invite a comparison to one of the greatest works of English literature in history?
That is the big question, isn't it? Because when you invoke Jane Eyre, you aren't just invoking a name, you are invoking a foundational pillar of the literary canon. You're practically begging the reader to compare your work to a masterpiece.
Okay, potential reader, we are not giving you all these details just yet because it contains spoilers.
The full audio link, the MP3 file, is nonetheless within the ebook.
Let us assure you, however, that the author's ego is completely removed from the entire equation.
Quoting from the author directly, "Miss Bronte, you helped your people. Please help me help mine."
Continue exploring the story below by its audio and video materials,
focusing instead on the story and not the persona behind the pseudonym.
You will eventually find out why we have referenced the name Jane Eyre.